lovely people of the internet. Welcome back to Walk and Talk Level Up. How are you today? I hope you're having a fantastic day. Thank you so much for joining us. It's awesome to have you with me to train your pronunciation and work on your listening and comprehension skills. I'm Livia Pond, but you can call me Liv. I'm one of your English teachers here at Fluency Academy. Before we get started, let me just remind you to head over to fluencytv.com and check out the description of this episode. There, you'll find the dialogue in writing and have access to free material to expand your knowledge. In today's episode, we're going to listen to Ethan and Rachel talking. When we hear it for the first time, I'd like for you to try and figure out what's the relationship between these two. Listen.
I'm bored out of my mind.
Tell me about it. We've had maybe 3 customers in the last hour.
And 2 of them didn't buy anything.
At least it's close to closing time. Are you scheduled to do inventory?
Yep, 4 a.m. on Friday.
Oh, that's rough. You're gonna have to be up bright and early.
Don't I know it. But, you know, the early bird gets the worm and all that.
Rachel and Ethan are co-workers. They work together in a store of some sort. Let's listen again.
I'm bored out of my mind.
Tell me about it. We've had maybe 3 customers in the last hour.
And 2 of them didn't buy anything.
At least it's close to closing time. Are you scheduled to do inventory?
Yep, 4 a.m. on Friday.
Oh, that's rough. You're gonna have to be up bright and early.
Don't I know it. But, you know, the early bird gets the worm and all that.
All right, we're going to analyze this dialogue to make sure we understand everything. And we're going to repeat all the sentences to train our pronunciation. Whenever we repeat, make sure you repeat out loud, okay? Let that pretty voice out and speak up. Now, let's just jump into it. Our conversation starts with Rachel saying, "I'm bored out of my mind." When we say that we're out of our minds, it means that we've gone insane, that we're no longer sane. However, we can use that expression when we want to say that something is affecting us to a very high degree, that it's bothering us a lot. Here, for example, Rachel is saying that she's so bored that it feels like she's going insane from it. A little dramatic, maybe, but I've been known to say things like that, so I'm just going to give her a pass. Let's repeat what she says then. I'm bored out of my mind. I'm bored. When we say out of in a sentence, we're going to link the two words and make one sound, out of. It's going to sound like there's a V there. Repeat after me, out of. Out of. My mind. I'm bored out of my mind. Now let's try saying it all at once. I'm bored out of my mind. Again, I'm bored out of my mind. Good job. Ethan responds saying, "Tell me about it." There are 2 uses for this sentence. It can be a request when you want someone to elaborate on what they said, or it can be a way to agree with someone. It's like our "nem me fale" in Portuguese. So he's agreeing strongly with what she says, saying he understands what it feels like. Repeat after me. Tell me about it. Did you notice the linking sound there too? Repeat. About it. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. It does sound like just one word when we speak naturally, and it's good practice for you to try saying it and to make it easier for you to understand natives when they speak. Repeat again. Tell me about it. Good. He continues saying, we've had maybe 3 customers in the last hour. He's saying that in the past hour, only 3 customers walked in the store. He uses the word maybe there because he's not exactly sure how many customers there were, but he's sure it's a number very close to it. Let's repeat. We've had maybe 3 customers in the last hour. We've had maybe 3 customers in the last hour. We've had maybe 3 customers in the last hour. How about we try saying that in one go? It's okay if you have trouble with it, okay? It's hard to remember and repeat longer sentences, but it's supposed to be a challenge, so at least give it a try. We've had maybe 3 customers in the last hour. Again, we've had maybe 3 customers in the last hour. Good job. If you want to repeat it without missing a word, listen to this episode again while reading the dialogue. That will make it easier once you already know the sounds. Rachel compliments what Ethan said with, and 2 of them didn't buy anything. She agrees with what he said and adds that of those maybe 3 customers, 2 didn't buy anything from the store. Repeat. And 2 of them didn't buy anything. And 2 of them didn't buy anything. And 2 of them didn't buy anything. Again, and 2 of them didn't buy anything. Ethan tries to see the positive side of the situation they're in by saying, at least it's close to closing time. Here we have two uses of the word close. Close can mean perto and it can mean fechar. It depends on the context and situation you're using. Here, Ethan is saying that it's very near to the time when they finish working and close the store. He starts the sentence with at least. Repeat. At least. At least. It's close to closing time. At least it's close to closing time. At least it's close to closing time. And then he asks, are you scheduled to do inventory? He wants to know if she's going to be working the day they have to do inventory of the items in the store. Let's repeat. Are you scheduled? Scheduled to do inventory Are you scheduled to do inventory? Are you scheduled to do inventory? Are you scheduled to do inventory? She answers with, yep, 4 a.m. on Friday. Repeat, yep. 4 a.m. on Friday. Yep, 4 a.m. on Friday. Good job. We got to Ethan's last line of dialogue. He says, that's rough. It's like saying, that's too bad, that sucks, that's not nice. Repeat, that's rough. That's rough. And he continues saying, you're gonna have to be up bright and early. He's saying that she's going to have to wake up and get up really early in the morning. Let's repeat. You're gonna have to be up bright and early. You're gonna have to be up bright and early. You're gonna have to be up bright and early. You're gonna have to be up. Bright and early. You're gonna have to be up bright and early. Good job! We got to the last line of this dialogue, folks. Are you still with me? Repeating out loud and all of that? Let's go. Rachel says, "Don't I know it?" That means the same as "tell me about it" that we saw earlier in this episode. She's agreeing with him, saying that she knows she's going to have to wake up really early on Friday. Repeat after me. Don't I know it? Don't I know it? Don't I know it? Now let's work on our intonation. Don't I know it? Good job. And finally she says, but you know, the early bird gets the worm and all that. All right, in English, we have an expression that says the early bird gets the worm or the early bird catches the worm. It's the equivalent of Deus ajuda quem cedo madruga in Portuguese. Let's repeat. But you know the early bird gets the worm. And all that. But you know, the early bird gets the worm. And all that. But you know, the early bird gets the worm. And all that. Let's try saying it all at once to finish this episode with a challenge. Let's go. But you know, the early bird gets the worm and all that. Whew, that's long. One more time. But you know, the early bird gets the worm and all that. Awesome job. I'm so glad we got here together. Now, let's listen to the dialogue again.
I'm bored out of my mind.
Tell me about it. We've had maybe 3 customers in the last hour.
And 2 of them didn't buy anything.
At least it's close to closing time. Are you scheduled to do inventory?
Yep, 4 a.m. on Friday.
Oh, that's rough. You're gonna have to be up bright and early.
Don't I know it. But, you know, the early bird gets the worm and all that.
Did you notice how much easier it was to understand everything now? If there's something you still didn't get, make sure you listen again. This time, read the dialogue while you repeat. It'll help you memorize the structures we used and internalize anything you didn't know before. I hope you had a good time here with me and you learned something new. Thank you so much for joining me. There's a new episode of our podcasts every week, so make sure you don't miss out. I'll see you soon. Stay awesome.